This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Vaccine sitting in my own garage. I took 20 doses of Moderna's vax. I can't see. You were only waiting for the Pfizer vaccine. I can't hear. I can't breathe. Took 20 vaxes and that's all right.
That's the end.
Unless he had, like, the foresight to, like, sit a good 10, 15 feet away from his microphone at the same time. Wait. Captain, say something.
Say what?
Dude, he is, like... I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think.
And if he is on a plane, would it be in the air on... It seems like they're boarding now or something.
The fear is that Marika... doesn't get here in time.
Yeah. Do you want to start without her?
No, I can't.
Oh,
why
my
not?
God. He's gonna... Yeah, he's getting ready for fucking liftoff, I bet, right now.
So how this long is... can this episode be? They'll
that?
Ask him to get off the phone.
They might say, "Sir, please stop."
Rolling, and I can see a waveform, so I'm fine.
Sweet. We're not sure
you're
if
rolling?
Jeff is in... Oh, well, he's... There he is.
All right, I'm rolling too. I've been rolling right. For 8 minutes.
Same.
Same, yeah.
Sync. Should we? In three, clap? Two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Delta Airlines Flight 2998, bound for Atlanta, Georgia, with continued service to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. All carry-on items should now be stowed securely, either in an overhead bin or under the seat in front of you. All aisles, exits, and bulkhead areas should now be clear. All electronic devices should now be turned off and stowed, as they may interfere with the aircraft's navigational and communication systems. Once again, welcome aboard Delta Flight 2928.
So Jeff's trying to
Atlanta and
take down
thank
a
you
plane.
For flying Delta.
All aboard Delta Flight Me. I have COVID.
What do you mean?
Oh wait, no, he's fucking serious because he's wearing a robe. I don't know what the sunglasses are for.
I can't tell what any. Of this is or what's happened.
Are you going to Dallas?
It would have been so much clearer if it hadn't taken 8 minutes for it to happen.
That's not true at all. What is the point of you lying sideways across
because I'm
the
tired
row?
I'm fatigued. I have congestion out the wazoo. I can barely breathe through either of my nostrils, so that causes me to have a sore throat.
Dude, I don't know what's more believable. You on a plane to Dallas or having the Delta variant in sunglasses.
Jesus Christ.
I'm showing my COVID test results as we speak.
You So you got COVID and
yes.
You're like, let's record and let
sure.
me get some ambient Delta noises.
Sure.
Okay. How did you get it? How do you feel? And when did you start feeling this way?
I got it. I okay, so I don't know what did it is what's kind of scary about the whole Shabazz is that...
We should say you're vaccinated for sure.
Yeah, this is a breakthrough case, which is what's scary about it. And honestly, it has me questioning the efficacy of these vaccines.
Well, I wouldn't.
Don't go there now.
I tested positive on Wednesday after feeling kind of sick after like 4 p.m. on Tuesday, right? I had the Moderna vaccine.
Sure. All right.
all of a sudden, I see like the positive thing, and I'm like, damn, Daniel, back at it again with the positive Daniel, PCR. Rapid, we should say. Came back in an hour the next day.
An hour or the next day?
It came back an hour after I woke up the next day.
Okay.
Which is sort of rapid.
So if you started feeling sick on Tuesday, you probably got it that weekend, like Friday or Saturday.
Do you
know what you're doing on Friday or Saturday?
I'm thinking, well, because the incubation period is 5 days, right?
Yeah, sometimes faster if it's like a faster variant, but sure. 3 to 5, let's say.
Okay, Thursday, I indoor dined.
We have it right off the bat. The number one bad thing to do. So don't say you don't know where you got it. That's a huge red flag. Okay, Thursday you went where? Indoor maskless dining.
Correct. I went to Son of a Gun in West Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah,
crowded?
Nice. Was it crowded? There was a fair amount of people there. There was a fair amount of people there.
Okay. You're maskless with who?
This would have been with a couple of friends.
And how are they feeling?
They're fine.
Okay. Friday, what'd you do?
Indoor dine.
Nice!
I did. It was short, but sweet. I went
sure.
to...
Sure. I didn't say anything.
I said fair, man.
So what'd you do on Friday? You went where?
I got a couple sushi rolls with George Saba.
How's he feeling?
He's fine.
Okay.
Did he get tested?
Yeah, he got tested. Everybody around me does not have it.
Saturday?
Saturday, I didn't do anything. Saturday, I literally stayed in this room all day. I was like, I needed a day to reset, right? Now I have 10 days to reset, and I'm bored as shit. Sunday night, I went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Did you really?
Yes, but it was outside. And the person I went with tested negative. So I think I got it at one of the indoor dining spots, man.
And then Monday, you felt fine?
Monday, I was fine, if not a little tired, but I just chalked that up to, lack of sleep, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then, Tuesday, I was feeling a little out of it, like a little bit of that brain fog-ish all day. And then I was just, around 4 p.m., I was like, no, I'm starting to get a sore throat. I got to get a test, because John George was in town, we should say. And he was...
How's he doing?
He's negative. And I don't mean tested negative.
Just a sour guy because he has to be around.
Yes, yes. And he was staying in our guest bedroom. So I was like, oh shit, well, I got to get a test so that I don't hang out with him if I have this fucking bye. And I took the test and I came back rapid in an hour the next day.
Positive.
Positive, yes.
Have you taken a test since then? Or you're like, that's enough. I'm sick. Plus positive. I got COVID.
Oh, 100% I have it. Like, it's PCR. So that's the most accurate test. And also, I felt horrible the last few days.
Yeah. How was your Wednesday and Thursday after you found out you were positive?
Well, okay. So I had to do a voiceover gig on Wednesday, sick with the variant. And then the rest of the day, I just kind of took it. I added to the HeadGum podcast that came out today. And then yesterday I had no work to do other than uploading the HeadGum podcast that came out today. So I've just been kind of resting, relaxing, watching documentaries. I feel like I've monopolized the podcast so far. I don't mean to do this.
That's every week, so don't worry about it.
I will say, Jeff, next time you have COVID-19,
yes,
you can tag me in to do the edit for you.
No, I could not.
The assembly cut I can take on if you're dying.
I didn't feel that shit until Wednesday night. And then yesterday was bad, man. I mean,
what was yesterday?
Like,
what do you mean? What was it? It was Thursday and I didn't feel good.
Like, how?
What do you want the symptoms?
Yeah.
How was the throat like during the VO? Was that the hard part or the brain fog? You're just like not able to read.
Mostly the brain fog at that point. The brain fog was the worst on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it kind of has subsided. Like today I feel fine. And then the other symptoms have gotten worse. But mostly it's just been the most congestion I've ever dealt with in my entire life. And then when you go to sleep, obviously you're breathing through your fucking mouth. And so that you wake up with a throat so painful to swallow, you can call it...
Don't worry about like jokes right now.
That was easy.
Nice.
No.
uh,
Is your nose running, or is it like a sinus pressure that is not even like mucus?
Both somehow. Like literally, both nostrils are clogged. I can barely breathe, but they're also running. It truly makes no sense. And then a little feverish, but I've been taking Advil. I popped an Advil. I'm sweating. Woo!
Yeah, you do have a fever. So that's probably why you're sweating.
No, and it's been oscillating between like shivering and sweating through the sheets.
So extreme, being like a bad version of it.
I have not been able to get comfortable is the issue. I literally was talking to my friend last night, and they were like, how are you feeling? And I was like, I feel like death. Like, I can't get comfortable. I can't breathe. And every time I swallow, it's searing pain down my throat.
Is it a body thing, too? Like, your body just feels...
Oh, it is a full like body a tension, high. Right? I mean, it puts me in the couch high. For sure.
I think the robe is a good start. So we should say Jeff is wearing a robe and ostensibly nothing else. I mean, I just see a lot of chest hair. Correct. And we don't know what else is going on the bottom half. So.
I think just also sitting on the side of his bed.
Correct. No, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. I don't want to monopolize the show. I know that, and Marika, that's a good note. Maybe I talk too much on this show. So why don't we talk about you guys, and we'll period.
Nothing is happening with us in relation to you getting COVID. Have your roommates been like afraid to like see you, visit you? Are they like bringing you food? How are you eating?
Well, George has been dropping down Italian ices through the window.
Just being a bit of a
you
grump
have
about
to
it.
Go into detail about that. That's not a thing. Dropping down Italian ices through the window.
So, like, this is it's so funny to me.
Why?
Which part?
I can't taste or smell. We should say
that classic symptom.
Yeah.
Oh, the taste is totally gone.
Gone,
right?
Which is such a weird sensation because I'm like trying to figure out what to eat, right? And usually, you know, when you're trying to figure out dinner, you have a taste for something. And so, like, maybe you want sushi that night. But for me, that would just be mushy fish in my mouth with no soy. Does that make sense?
No.
Meaning you can't taste the soy? Or
also, I feel like the only thing that you'd experience other than the texture is, like, wasabi heat through your nose.
Oh, dude, you should try wasabi. Imagine.
I should try wasabi, to be honest.
Marika's onto something. You could, you know, that blasting like nose blasting effect the wasabi has.
Clear your sinuses right up.
Well, I got I got a fucking sinus boost juice from a local juice place. It had a ton of ginger in it, and I couldn't taste it at all. And it didn't clear up my sinai.
Nothing.
You didn't even feel the like heat in your
Well, the interesting thing is the only sensations I've had taste wise are like, you know, like that umami sour.
Well, wait, which one is it?
You're at an umami burger, so it makes sense that that's what you're tasting.
No, like when you eat something either umami or sour, and it hits you almost in the lymph nodes. Yeah, so that's the only sensation I can feel, but it's not taste; it's just the reverberation, if you will.
Which I imagine is not
what's that
good on its own without taste, right? Like the sensation on its own is probably weird and unpleasant.
No, I love it. It's borderline sexual.
I was going to say, who's the first person you told? And did you think you had it when you got the results to click to get them? Were you like, I definitely have it? Or you're like, I'm sure it's fine.
The first people I told were my roommates for obvious reasons. All right, safety first. And my house is set up in such a way, and Amir, you never come over for the dinner parties that we throw. So it's kind of your own fault
Thankfully,
for not understanding that.
I would have been dead by now.
I live in the basement and it's its own unit. So it's the perfect setup for me having COVID. I don't have to interact with my roommates at all.
Just to go back to the food thing really quickly, I did know someone that had no sense of smell like his whole life. And apparently beer is very much on the palate and you can kind of like essentially taste it. So you should just drink a lot of beer.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to recover from a deathly illness, right? So I can't be drinking alcohol. That's not good for immunity, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you want me dead. Is that what you're getting at?
Are you happy you got COVID? Because I feel like you're sort of relishing the story of it.
I
has apologized twice about talking about it and is still going.
This record is the only thing that makes it worth it to me. The Delta Airlines bit at the top didn't go according to plan. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Yeah, because we thought you were actually on the plane or something.
Which would have been funnier.
And I really thought you were on a goddamn airplane.
Anyway, I don't like that I have COVID. Today's the first day I'm feeling not like shit. So that's why I'm a little high energy and smiling. You guys are also the first people I've interacted with since I want to say June.
I saw you 3 weeks ago.
Yesterday you did text me, how many square feet is your house? So like, you weren't necessarily on death's door because you were like just randomly asking me shit over Twitter. And
had a Zillow tab open.
Yeah, then yeah. You sent me something late last night and said, dare me to add this to my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And it's the quote, it's hard because no one seems to give a shit about my house.
Well, yeah, nobody's fucking checked in. None of you guys texted me.
We didn't know you had COVID.
Oh. Does anybody at the company know that you have
COVID? I had to, because I wanted there to be a big reveal live on air and get your live react, so I had to make sure not to say anything. I did send
a message.
Now
you have to make sure that you don't tell anyone else until they listen to this episode.
So, well, I actually sent a Slack message on Wednesday, because Wednesday we were supposed to have the 6-year anniversary party. And Wednesday,
oh, wow. I did see
you
that.
Saw it?
I saw that Slack message. Yeah.
Damn it. It was a text, and I was like, thank you guys so much for canceling, because we canceled the party because of the Delta variant, which at the time I was like, why? Like, everybody's going to be outside. It's going to be fine. But now, obviously, a good move. But I was like, thank you guys so much for canceling the 6-year anniversary party because you found out I had the Delta variant. Now I won't have FOMO or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, I was like, is he joking?
Wait, you did send it?
I sent it and deleted it within minutes because I was like, wait, shit, I forgot I want to do the whole thing about this on the podcast. But enough about my ill ass. What about you? Ferris, you haven't been on the show in a couple months. How are you doing?
You're the first HeadGum person to have COVID, so it's kind of like a big
deal. No, Jake
deal.
Had COVID, I thought. Like, or March.
Yeah, well, he found out later he had antibodies, so he assumes he had it. But he, like, never feel sick.
Okay.
Do you have the antibodies?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to drop your pants?
That's I guess you're the only person to get it while at HeadGum and not feel good.
Remember the bit that you tried to do 3 weeks ago?
What did I do?
The one that we cut?
Oh, well, yeah, this has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that because I'm vaccinated. Which, by the way, guys, get fucking vaccinated if you're listening to this. Like, this sucks and I'm vaccinated. If you are not vaccinated, you might go to the fucking ER. Yeah,
that's correct. And this is honestly kind of what you get for stealing the vaccine from nurses in December and January because you probably have waning immunity. That's why you got sick before everyone else. If you just waited your place in line like a nice citizen, then you would have
I got it 7 days before they opened up. They were going to throw the dose away at a Rite Aid. It wasn't going to frontline health workers. I did my civic duty by making sure that vax didn't go in the tracks.
Listening to last week's HeadGum episode, knowing that the variant was fucking multiplying in your immune system rapidly as you hammer the major key alerts about eating fish, knowing what was going on inside you because you dined indoors on Thursday
and Friday,
you smiling through it all. What is my life?
God, only a week ago you were just worried about mercury levels. That was a good tip, though, by the way.
No, it is. If you're pescatarian, you got to get a hair and vitamin and mineral test because that's going to be long-term health effects. This is going to pass out of me in the next 3 days.
So we hope. COVID has a way of making unexpected right turns. And if you're not feeling the short-term effects of it soon, there's symptoms that just never seem to dissipate. We still don't know the long-term ramifications of a lot of this stuff.
There are many young folks that are continuing to deal with this.
The cognitive issues, the lung issues,
really?
fatigue,
lack of smell, lack of taste. I hope it goes away, but
you could have holes in your lungs.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that your body does what it should, which is use the antibodies to build up during your vaccination and eliminate this thing entirely.
Yeah.
We're hoping for the best. No.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, for sure. I just.
No, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's a good soundbite.
No, I didn't know all that. Yeah.
Of course he did.
The sunglasses.
Of course he didn't so when you went to the Cheesecake Factory 3 days after being inflicted. That was with John George. What did you get at the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, I gotta know.
Yeah, was it worth it? Man?
And why did you go to the Cheesecake?
You got the what?
Yeah.
I got the salmon.
That menu is like 30 pages long. What salmon?
I got the miso glazed salmon.
Or that umami sour.
After you warned people about mercury levels and you got sushi.
You can eat fish multiple times a week. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right.
Heed your own advice.
Also, I didn't say eat. I didn't say not eat fish. I said make sure you're getting it from the most sustainable farms.
The Cheesecake Factory.
They have high quality ingredients, Ferris.
Yeah, do they?
You guys like Pixar?
I don't really, actually.
You should take it easy, I think. Like, rest up.
Yeah.
Don't like.
Look, we're here. All right. This is where we're at. I have the virus. I'm not going to have any long-term health effects. That's for damn sure. Because I have a strong will. And
really confident.
I have the vaccine. I've been taking care of myself real well.
Were your parents afraid?
What's that?
Their family?
Oh yeah, they're petrified for me. But I almost didn't tell them because I didn't want them to worry. But then I was like, that's probably not the right thing to do. So I told them immediately, and they've been worrying. They've been fearful, yeah. But you know, you have to deal with it. This thing is happening. It's a reality. You know, that it's like deal with what's right in front of you. I can't deal with the potential long term effects years from now, because I don't know if that's going to happen. And honestly, I don't think it's going to. So I can only deal day by day, right? And today I'm feeling a little better.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Also, thank you guys for not like cheering when I said that I had the Delta variant, because I really thought that it was going to be like a situation where Trump got COVID and Twitter celebrated.
Well, you don't know how the public will react. We were shocked.
Yeah. It's a dirge.
Oh, Ferris is playing the blues.
It's actually
he's good.
No, it's the national anthem of the USSR.
Wow. He's really good at that. It'd be funny if you played That Was Easy after that. Incredibly hard thing to do. Did you think you had it when you're like, I'm going to press refresh, reload, see it, and I'm expecting yes? Or
yeah, I thought I had it. Because I was feeling bad. And I was like,
at this point, you want it. Otherwise, you're feeling bad for no reason.
No, I didn't want it. Because I was supposed to be in Seattle today for the weekend to visit some friends. And if I just had a cold, I could have done that. I could have gone, but not with COVID. Also, I was supposed to get LASIK on Tuesday. And so I had to reschedule that for Tuesday after, which was also when I was going to go camping in the desert. So now everything got fucked up.
You were going to get COVID and go camping in the desert?
No, I was going to get LASIK on Tuesday. And then the following Tuesday, I was going to go camping in the desert. But because I had to reschedule my LASIK, I can't go camping that day. And I need to get the LASIK ASAP, Rocky. My eyes are degenerating.
Yeah, that means... Well, you probably won't get it on Tuesday either, man.
Yeah, something will come up.
No, you'll have COVID still. It's in
no,
3 days.
No, not a week from Tuesday, the day after Labor Day.
Wait, you're wearing glasses under those sunglasses.
No.
Nice for sure.
Take off your sunglasses.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that actually. That was one of the best parts of getting LASIK.
You got
was
LASIK.
Being able to wear. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I highly recommend it.
Yep.
With the right doctor, you'll be just fine. It's super duper worth it.
Yeah.
You can wear sunglasses. That's all. Like, that's reason enough.
Yeah. Also, just to be able to wake up and see.
Yeah. I mean, you won't be able to see for a good 2 weeks. I really don't think you should go camping like after you get it.
Really?
It's going to be blurry. Yeah, it's going to be blurry. Yeah.
Shit.
And dry, especially in the desert.
No, but that's why I was like, I can't go to the desert because I need to be as wet as fucking possible.
Right.
Also, if I had gotten LASIK and then gotten COVID, that would have been bad because my eyes have been freaking out with this.
Yeah,
thing.
You would have assumed that you got COVID from the LASIK place. But in fact, it was from, what was it? Son of a Gun on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Sushi
Street
on Friday.
Yeah.
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 And then Cheesecake Factory on Sunday.
Correct.
None of the people you dined with have felt sick?
None. Yeah, none.
That's pretty good. Good on the vaccine.
Good on the vaccine. Here we go. Are you guys ready for our first segment?
Oh, yeah. Segments. Okay.
Welcome to Kneel or No Kneel.
All right, let's go.
Have you guys ever played? No, well, let's sit in it for a second. Sorry.
We should say Jeff is back to lying halfway down on his bed.
No, I'm actually sweating on my open. Floor.
Are you feeling hot? Like, are you feeling feverish right now?
I'm unbelievably warm. I'm sweating so much right now.
So we can record this another time. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to, you, we don't have to play Kneel or No Kneel
Let's
while you have.
Fucking play it. It's the only thing getting me through the day.
All right.
Have you guys played Kneel or No Kneel?
No, I haven't.
All right. So basically, have you guys, you've seen the show Deal or No Deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is Kneel or No Kneel. So instead of walking away with as much as $1 million, you will walk away with the coolest Kneel.
I feel sicker talking to you. Like, I know it can't happen through Zoom, but I feel like you're infecting me. It's such a weird, bizarre feeling. Seeing you sick, yelling into my screen makes me feel weaker than.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play the fucking Kneel game, I guess.
Well, only one person can participate. Who wants to? Ferris?
Yeah, man, bring it on.
All right, we've got our contestant. Choose a case. Case 1 through 12.
Give me number 8.
Number 8. All right, so number 8 is Ferris's case. Now, the rules are thus. As you open the cases, you'll realize which ones are off the board. And then at the end, you can switch your case if you don't think that the one you've chosen has the coolest Kneel.
Coolest Kneel.
Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, so, of course not.
All right.
Well, wait, it's just like the regular rules, right?
It's the
like
same rules.
When I end
same
up rules. With,
so,
I can
so,
swap out with
exactly,
number 8 if
exactly.
I want to.
So, okay, but yes, number 8 yes, is yes, your yes. case. So now you got to pick 3 cases.
2, 3, 4.
Two, case two, Neil Young. Oh,
hey, I'm sorry to lose him.
Oh,
that's how it works, right?
That's like losing $1 million. That's like the coolest Neil almost. That's like losing 750,000 almost.
That's a bad Neil to lose.
Oof, that's a real bummer. The whole crowd reacted.
Okay,
all right, 3 and 4. You said,
mm-hmm.
Neil Cassidy is off the board. That was the coolest Neil. That was
allow
the coolest
me to,
Neil.
Okay, I'll buy that, but I'm just going to open up Google real quick. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah.
Neil Cassidy was part of the Beat Generation. He was the basis of Dean Moriarty and On the Road, and he drove the bus of the Merry Pranksters.
Okay, yeah.
Number 4, Neil
Young.
Patrick Harris.
He's fine. He's cool.
He's cool. Yeah. That's like losing $500,000. You really just, what a bad round.
You think so?
That was a real bad round. All right, we got to call the dealer. We got to call the banker.
All right. Can you give us a Howie Mandel while the banker is...
All right. The banker is prepared to offer you Neil Brennan. Neil or no Neil?
Seeing as I don't even hang on. Neil Brennan. That's no Neil.
No Neil!
Yeah. As a rule of thumb, if I have to Google them, I probably don't want them.
We do have to take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Ferris just said no Neil to Neil Brennan. All right, two more cases. We should say that cases 2, 3, and 4 are off the board. Case number 8 is Ferris's for the day. Two more cases.
Mm-hmm. Let's go 5 and 10.
All right, 5 and 10. 5. Neil Armstrong. All right, kind of middle of the pack. Kind of middle of the pack. That's all right to lose Neil Armstrong.
Really?
Number 10.
Yeah, okay. Over, like, Neil Young.
What's that?
I would say Neil Young is cooler than Armstrong, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know who Neil Young was.
Number 10, Neil Sedaka.
The moon thing is cool, but... All right, 1 second.
That's like getting the one penny off the board, so the whole crowd just kind of reacts positively. Let's put that in later, Ferris. All right.
He does
Ferris
have male
is here.
Baldness.
You're talking to him right now.
All right, let's see what the banker has to offer here.
Neil typed into my Google search.
Okay.
I always thought the song sounded like Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
All right, the banker is prepared to offer you Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Ooh.
Neil or no Neil?
That's an interesting
You can consult
Neil,
with
man.
The people you brought with you today, by the way.
All right, guys. I'm a little flip-floppy on this guy, actually. Sometimes I find him really fun and intriguing. I like what he has to say. And then sometimes I don't feel like listening to him talk. Do you guys know what I mean by that? I don't know. Are there better Neils out there?
I don't know. I've only known two of them, so...
Yeah.
You know.
It's gonna be a no from me, dog.
No Neil! All right. One more case. One more case. We should say that the only ones up are 12, 7, 11, 6, and 1. Ferris still has... Actually, let's do two more cases for the fuck.
How did you do this illustration? Like, is this built into a website that you can customize, or did you have to make this from scratch?
Kind of somewhere in the middle of those two things. I got a template, and then I designed half of it.
And the people?
Those are all original illustrations.
Amazing. They don't follow a consistent theme. You can make these NFTs later if you wish.
There's also like a lot of people holding other things, not the cases. That's, I guess if I had to give any notes, that's my one thing. Like you have three men holding a trophy with two hands, but the case is just like on their dick.
There's a hole in the back. Yeah.
All right. Two more cases, Ferris.
Okay. This is last round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go 6 and 1.
Six and one. All right, six. Ah, Neil deGrasse Tyson is gone.
Okay, so we already, we said we're cool with that.
And one, Neil Simon gone.
Neil Simon.
Oof, playwright Neil Simon is off the board. All right, let's hear what the banker has to offer.
That's all right. There's the music. There's the anxiety. Yes. Wait, I don't even know. What am I going to do with the Neil? Do I own the Neil?
I think so.
What's the result?
The banker's offer went down, but you might want to take it. The banker is prepared to offer you Neil Gaiman.
Who's that?
He's a good an Neil. Author, I think.
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
He teaches a master class.
Yes, oh the guy who wrote
Sandman.
Coraline, right?
Yeah.
I'm taking him home. He's mine.
Holy shit. Neil or no Neil, he takes Neil.
Neil, baby. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with
Ferris,
that.
Ferris, you are going home with Neil Gaiman.
Not Neil Diamond.
Neil Gaiman.
No, that's all. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no. Not Neil Diamond.
I know.
That's okay.
All right. I know.
Should we see?
I was just clarifying.
Should we see what Ferris's case would have been?
Yeah.
Number eight, Ferris's case. Neil Peart.
Ooh.
The drummer from Rush.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Neil.
What?
Not really.
I'm
not
on
really.
Side.
You know what, Amir, out of all fucking episodes, for you to give me a little something. This would have been one of the episodes you could have thrown me a fucking bone. I'm sick, man.
I said we shouldn't play. I said you should rest. And then while we were... I said not really when you said Neil Peart would have been a good one. That's all I said. So this is on you. You forced the game. You got mad. Enough.
This has been...
Yeah, Neil or no Neil.
Neil or no Neil.
Yeah, baby. I like own him now or... Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you own Neil Gaiman.
What about Neil Diamond?
Not Neil Diamond.
That was easy.
Oh, that was easy is my new favorite one.
I feel like we have enough content to fill a 45-minute podcast episode, and if not,
it
doesn't fucking matter. Oh yeah, no, we do, Marika. You just missed the first 10 fucking minutes, man.
Yeah, you missed me and Amir
trying to guess whether or not.
I'm so mad at Jake for that. I really think the Delta Airlines Delta variant bit would have gone better if everyone had been able to show up on time.
Why didn't you just show up when Marika did? Why were you here before she arrived?
You also could have like not had the sound effect or going.
Or muted. By the way, you pushed us to 1:15, and then at 12:55, you're like, actually, let's do one. You can't undelay a flight.
Well, guess, even if we had stuck with one, we wouldn't have made it till 1:28.
But why did you push it?
Because I was editing the fucking Neil or no Neil graphics.
You were still making the little characters.
You were editing. By the way, like, five of those squares were still empty, man. I'm sorry to say.
There aren't that many famous Neils, man.
Exactly. It was a bunk game, a flawed premise.
This is
and you were running late because you were designing
gone.
The game?
Yeah, I was fucking masterminding this whole episode, man.
Neil Peart.
Yeah, man. Have you seen
another
his
day,
drum
Tom
set?
Sawyer.
He has 50 drums, dude. That means you're good
crazy.
At drums if you have 50.
I guess. I just don't know. I don't know anything about that. The band, the drums. I'm musically ignorant, so Neil Peart means nothing to me.
Well, Marika didn't know Neil Young, so I don't think you should feel bad about not knowing Neil Peart. Neil Young's an American icon. Neil Peart is like a little bit of a deeper cut.
I looked him up. I thought he was from Canada.
Guys, give me a fucking break. This is such
That's
bullshit.
That's true. Russia's Canadian.
Major Keeler, if one of your good friends and coworkers is under the weather, treat them with kindness, not poison.
What medicines are you taking to
I'm
help
on,
you through this?
I'm on a cough syrup with codeine.
That scissor shit.
Yeah, I'm leaning. Everybody, let's get into it.
Get stoked. Come on, get started. This is my new favorite song. Let's get it started.
Let's get COVID in Han. Let's get COVID in here. That's how you should have started it instead of the Delta.
That would have been better.
That fucking bar mitzvah entrance into a disease.
Yeah. Plugs. What are you guys working on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Marika because she probably has to leave early too, right? Last one in, first one out.
I don't know why you're putting that on me. Yeah, I don't have anything to plug other than Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, at Marika Elon.
Ferris? Monchi?
Yeah, listen to Newcomers. Season 4 is out. They're talking about the Fast and Furious franchise. It's insane. Listen to Celebrity Book Club. That is a sleeper hit, y'all. It's funny. It's a funny show. If you want to hear, you know, they read celebrity memoirs and tell you about it so you don't have to read that shit. You get to hear insane stories like Prince filling a pillowcase full of hard objects and trying to kill Sinead O'Connor. That's a thing that happened. He had a problem with Sinead O'Connor, like making a really popular cover version of one of his songs. It invites her over. You guys got to listen to hear the rest. Invites her over, tries to kill her, eats soup with her.
Wow.
It's bizarre. Finally,
nobody's fucking
I've been
safe.
On, huh? Follow me on Instagram. I posted there once this year.
Oh, congrats.
At Ferris Monchi. Yeah, it's been a good break, but I think I might be ready to come back. At Ferris Monchi, if I get 100 new followers, I will do a fully arranged cover of the USSR national anthem.
Oh my God.
You gotta. You absolutely gotta.
Gotta make it happen.
Amir?
I will.
Sheesh. What to promo? So many things need your eye, your ear, your attention in these hard times. I suppose I could point people to my TikTok. I recently crossed 100,000 TikTok followers.
Huge.
In about a year. That is a very powerful app. Took so much longer for me to get there on Twitter and on Instagram. TikTok is a powerfully popular engine. You post some shit on there and you get tens of thousands of followers. So you cannot be the first 100,000, but I'm still there. I'm at OK Bloomer on TikTok. You can be part of that second 100K. I guess feel better, Jeff. I don't know what else to say. I hope. Are you going to tell people at the company that you're sick, or are you going to wait till the episode comes out? How are you going
to
reveal it?
Yeah, if I can swear you guys to secrecy, let's not tell anyone, because I want Pyle's so checked out of the company. Let's just all agree on that. So like the only way that he gets any...
I don't think so.
What's that?
I don't think he's checked out.
Does a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Johnny's kind of checked out, let's be honest. So like
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Nobody's checked out, except for you, I guess.
Yeah, you've been just you.
Sick for the last week without telling anybody.
Yeah, that was the other thing. We switched to Omni this week, and last night was the worst I felt. And so it was me trying to figure out how to fucking post to Omni, which is our new hosting platform. And it's not that hard, but it took me 40 minutes.
Yeah, because you're again,
I will say,
cog fog.
I will say that I literally offered Jeff that like I would post the episode without knowing.
Yeah, but you do. I'm not going to let anyone do the work that I'm supposed to do. And I can't. Or if I do, then I look like an asshole because I can't tell you why.
I would have done it.
My plug is follow Ferris Monchi on Instagram at Ferris Monchi because I want him to do the USSR cover fully produced.
I will learn a new language and fucking sing that song.
Yes, you have to.
Get me those followers. It'll
100
happen.
100 is like so doable. You should have said 1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, guys, it's a meaningful amount.
No, I mean like from if we distill the listenership down.
Hey, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think it's reasonable.
But yeah, I hope I feel better soon. I think I'll be better tomorrow, honestly. I mean, knock on wood. But yeah, don't tell anybody at the company because I want them. I want the opening of this episode to be people finding out. And by then, I'll be fine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to come in on Monday and you're going to be there coughing and telling me, shh, don't tell them. I want them to find out on Friday.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast, guys. Until next week, that's Daz or whatever the fuck. I need to go take a nap.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.